You're listening to CRN, Digital Talk Radio.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Experts,
critical infrastructure.
Dr. Peter Pry, PhD, and Glenn Rhodes, they're both working at the what's called the EMP Task Force .us. Now, this task force got a partial response to Barack Obama. It's been around for many years. How long has the task force been going, trying to help people realize since the 1960s the danger to our power grid?
Well, it was the EMP Task Force was stood up in 2012 and is basically the official successor to the Congressional EMP Commission, which was established in 2001, and it lasted for about 8 years. And then congressional commissions are one of the most powerful kinds of institutions that exist on Capitol Hill. They have to be renewed every 18 months, you know, because of their subpoena powers and their ability. I mean, when the commission was around, you know, we were able to task the Secretary of Defense, okay?
Right.
And under the law, they had to be very responsive to any department or agency of the U.S. government had to be very responsive.
Right.
But because it has such draconian powers, you know, Congress only permits commissions like that to last for 18 months at a time. The EMP problem was such an existential threat and so complicated that they kept extending us every 18 months. So in the first incarnation of the EMP Commission, we lasted 8 years, from 2001 to 2008. And the EMP Task Force was stood up to try to provide some kind of a lifeboat to keep the process going. And we are an unfunded congressional advisory board. So we went from being, you know, one of the most powerful instruments on Capitol Hill being one of the least significant, because congressional advisory boards are sort of like the lowest life form, and especially if they're unfunded. Our work is all done by volunteers like Glenn Rhodes. And now the EMP Commission came back again briefly from 2015 to 2017. It was sabotaged by the Obama administration that, you know, EMP was a politically incorrect threat to President Obama. But after the commission went away the second time, you know, we carry on as best we can. It's sort of like going from being an aircraft carrier, which is what a congressional commission is, sort of the equivalent of being a legislatively, and in terms of its powers, it's like being an aircraft carrier with all the funding it had and all the rest. And now we're sort of on a torpedo patrol boat. But as long as we can fire one gun or launch one torpedo, we're going to keep fighting, and we're winning. We're winning the EMP war, despite the fact that we're vastly outnumbered and vastly outspent by the lobbyists, and we have to fight against the deep state and the Department of Energy and the Department of Homeland Security.
Well,
you know, President Trump signed executive order because of us. You know, to try to protect the country.
I got a couple of questions that I think I want to redirect a little bit. Why would anybody fight against the logical work that you're doing to try to protect our power grid? Why would they do that?
Wow, there's a lot of reasons for that. You know, one of them is just sheer incompetence. You know, inside the Beltway, it's a different civilization than outside the Beltway. And as you probably know from your experience in government,
right,
you know, you get incompetent bureaucrats who think they know everything when they don't. And no matter how badly these people screw up and make mistakes, they never get fired. In fact, they get
right.
promoted. And so they think they must have been right, since they constantly get promoted and nobody punishes them for being wrong. Most
right.
Americans don't know it, but, you know, nobody in the intelligence community got fired for the 9/11 attacks, right? One of the biggest intelligence failures in history that killed 3,000 Americans. Not only didn't the people who were most responsible for that not get fired, they actually got promoted. And that's
well,
what Washington
well,
is like.
We cover the intel on the inside, because I was the exit examiner of the Murrah building. And I'm doing work, but that's a completely separate. What I have come to the conclusion after now approaching three decades after I got my security clearance back in above top secret back in 1994. What I've come to the conclusion is it's not just incompetence. There's a desire to make us vulnerable. There's a desire not to find a solution. And, you know, it's not just an active process of being dense or, you know, unwilling or there's some kind of geopolitical or whatever issue. I believe that actually there's a move in both the left, which is, you know, the Democrat, I call the demon rats, say, Democrats, but there's also a move in the right to make America vulnerable to a surrendering in the future to world government. That's why I see a lot of very crazy people, to be honest with you, that don't want to protect the power grid from either a sun, coronal mass ejection, or even somebody in a basement apartment in Bulgaria that hacks into our power grid and takes it down. Because if it goes down, those UHF transformers aren't coming back, and they only have 200 production a year. And much of it's in China that's not necessarily happy with us right now.
Well, that is another explanation, I think, and it might arguably be the more important one, you know, which is ideological reasons for opposing EMP protection for the nation, which was very prevalent in the Obama administration, where EMP was considered a politically incorrect threat because it went counter to a lot of the Obama administration's big agenda items, like their belief, you know, that climate change is the biggest threat to our civilization. Well, EMP competes with that. And EMP go contrary to the solutions that they want for climate change. You know, coal-fired plants, hydroelectric plants, nuclear power plants, those are the most robust and resilient forms of energy against EMP. It's much easier to protect them against EMP. But the Obama administration, if you're a greenie and a climate changer, you want to get rid of all of those sorts.
Yeah, but they're not really greenies. They're fake greenies. For example, I was a charter member of Greenpeace 50 years ago, an oceanographer, before I went into medicine. And I was there with Patrick Moore and people out in the ocean doing oceanography. And I can tell you, as a real environmentalist that has simple solutions I've talked about for decades, since the 90s when I had a show on Clear Channel called Laughter's the Best Medicine with a Hollywood guy, Mark Allen Curry, and then for the last 21 years, not only with the Prophecy Club, but with Genesis, Republic Radio and Rents Network, and my own network now with CRN, I have solutions. They're really straightforward. And none of the things that have been talked about by Greta Thunberg, this Asperger's child that's being manipulated by her parents and abused, or these morons don't understand how to fix the environment. It's easily to fix. For example, I remember going to Los Angeles back when I got an offer to do a residency 42 years ago at UCLA, and how polluted it was. It's not polluted because we've improved our things in our cars to reduce it, and we've had smokestacks. For example, when they generate power in Colorado with Wyoming coal, which is low sulfur coal, the only thing coming out of the smokestack is water vapor. There's no pollution. This idea that we're somehow killing the planet is foolishness. Mount Erebus in Antarctica generates 50,000 times more so-called water, carbon dioxide. But guess what? The most powerful greenhouse gas is what? Water vapor. What are they going to control water vapor? Or they want to have Project Scopex, which is to reflect the sun out into space of maniacs like, you know, the head of Microsoft. And I mentioned talking to Dr. Isley, who founded the World Constitution Parliament at a private meeting in 1997 March. And he told me the craziness. He was a physicist and owned the Vitamin Cottage. And I had to dress him down because these morons have no idea how to fix the environment. And the thing is, when they avoid the issue of power backup, I am extremely concerned because our society will tailspin. And if I was going to make a B-movie that would be really scary, that would scare people that are even scared by movies like, The Walking Dead, I would call it The Fourth Day. On The Fourth Day, you know what happens? You don't have backup power for your sewage treatment. You do for water, by the way, to pump it. You have backup pumping for at least a while, but you have to turn it off because if you don't, the sewage will back up on people's sinks and their toilets and everything, and their sinks. So, you know, people are not real, you know, wargaming this out at all. And as I said, when I worked with the CDC and the FBI, we killed everybody. We weren't just a little incompetent. We were, the guys that I worked with, they were laughing like hyenas. It was scary as hell talking to CDC and the FBI federal guys. They were laughing like, this is a big joke. Yeah, millions are going to die. I'm thinking, you people are evil. You're not just nuts, you're evil. Wow, what do you think?
Well, one can tell just from our experience with protracted blackouts that are caused by hurricanes, for
right.
example. That gives you a picture of what the larger society will be. Look at Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
It only took, you know, as a rule, if you look at any protracted blackout, in 72 hours, civilization goes away. If the lights
right.
are out for 72 hours, civilization goes away.
Well, yeah.
Worst elements of society start coming out of their holes. And, places become free fire zones. And
by the way, it's worse than the pre-industrial age. In other words,
three meals in a row, even civilized, law-abiding people suddenly become join the ranks of the lawless because the difference between chaos and civilization is three meals.
Wow! And now here's a point too that you just made that we can amplify. Our society will deteriorate. So by the fourth day, not only will the dog be barking, but all the food will be rotting in the refrigerator. And the wife may be saying to the husband, I think there's a prepper because he still has lights on. He's got a backup generator, and he had food supplies. I think he's armed, but you may be able to steal his food and so because we're starving to death down here. And if it's a winter time, you're also freezing to death. You get hypothermia. So people have no idea. In fact, to be honest with you, the pre-industrial era where we had people were out in the prairie, in a log cabin and growing their own crops, they'd be miles better than we would be after a power blackout.
Yes, absolutely.
And miles better.
The EMP Commission actually did analysis proving that. People
right.
think that in the aftermath of an EMP that we'll be going back to a 19th century, that will people manage to survive without electricity in the 19th century, right?
Mm.
Well, the problem with that is that the American people who are alive today don't have the survival skills and knowledge that people
right.
had in the 19th century. In the 19th century, 75% of the population was farmers. In 1900,
right.
75% of the American population were farmers, and
right.
all of them were only one generation removed, at most, from pioneer stock who knew how to hunt and fish and survive and live off
right.
the land.
Right.
Today, 2%, less than 2% of the people feed the other 98-99% of the population. Most people know nothing about farming or hunting or fishing and don't have any kind of survival skills at all.
Right.
And back in 1900, when the country had a population of about 60 million people, that's what we could sustain
right.
in 1900 with critical infrastructures that were things like coal-fired locomotives. And the cities were fed by a local agrarian economy that was primarily horse-drawn, right?
Right.
And most houses had well water, okay? And we don't have any of that critical infrastructure anymore. We don't have the draft animals and people know how to use them. There aren't enough local farms proximate to the big cities to feed the big cities, which have vastly expanded. We would lose, after an EMP, all the technological critical infrastructures that sustain 330 million Americans in our modern electronic civilization, and we wouldn't be falling back to a 19th century critical infrastructures because those things don't exist anymore. So the population...
Yeah,
someplace south of 60 million.
There's a way of actually reproducing that. I'll give you an example. I've been a prepper for many years, and I've been working with Delta Force Special Ops for almost 40. My home, I have a little over an acre, about a 15-acre area to eight homes. I've done radar to actually put in a well on my property. I have a 2,500-gallon tank and a 500-gallon tank by my home. I've got backup 20-kilowatt generator, and I also have 8,500 watts of solar I just put in. I'm getting silicon salt batteries. And, of course, I'm setting up a system for private protection using advanced technology I know to make that basically is well beyond guns, okay? It will not be lethal, but it'll protect us. And, if you can extract water from the air and you've got solar and everything, you can exist, especially if you've got food supplies like we have been for years, like Legacy Foods and so on. The problem is the roving bands are going to go crazy trying to find stuff to survive. So if you're near a big city, it's a kill zone, right?
Do you have have difficulty taking yes. supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
By the way, we can also do video, either on audio video or actually do cameras and send them to you guys, and you can actually go live on camera too anytime, either in the morning before the show or after the show or on the weekends. And I'm available, no charge for doing it too, by the way. If you just want me to do stuff, I have a custom-made supercomputer and I have a primary video channel out of New York from Vimeo. And we're back. We have Glenn Rhodes here too. Glenn, your comments, I've been trying to kind of pound on this thing for many years. I mean, I started becoming a prepper many years ago because I lived in rural Nova Scotia, and I learned how to do some hunting and fishing. And I've also kind of always had a feeling, especially in the last number of years, working 26 years ago against, you know, above top secret clearance and working with the government on things like Operation Top Off and Dark Winter, and realizing we're not just incompetent, we're lethally stupid. We're basically not doing anything to protect our civilization from crashing. So, for example, I pushed getting silicon salt batteries and a backup power grid. I have self-defense, getting food supplies, learning how to dehydrate and store food. I want people to also connect to their neighbors and say one of the best currencies of the future is going to be food and supplies that will keep people alive. So don't just store up gold, which is a good idea, and a gold by the gram with care bars. Store up means of saving yourself and your friends and neighbors, because to be honest with you, society, you're not going to be able to get an EMT or a firefighter to help you. They're going to be trying to protect their own family or home. And if society goes down the toilet, it's basically going to be you and the sheriff. By the way, I tell people to join the sheriff and become the sheriff's extension of the sheriff's department and do, you know, simulations of how to make sure your society doesn't crash and burn. Because don't expect the federal government to come in and save your butt. They're not. They're, to be honest with you, the politicians and the bureaucrats are just trying to save their job, not your butt, right?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with everything that Peter and yourself are saying. It's just, it's such a huge issue. And when I was first briefed on this by Dr. Daniel Baker, because I had concerns about reliance that all our nuclear power plants have on outside power, I had no idea they were so dependent on that. And if we lose our power grid, those nuclear power plants go into a very critical mode. And so we need to keep those power plants viable and keep
in other words, if they lose the grid, the reactor itself goes hot and gets poisoned, so you can't even turn the damn thing back on or it'll explode.
Well,
this is what happened
with
Chernobyl when they forced this reactor to go back live, right? Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and once you have a nuclear event like a high-altitude burst, like Peter writes in so many of his books and the EMP Commission highlighted, you lose the ability to distribute the load because all the transformers act like dams. If they're all destroyed and there's no way to distribute the load, then you're trying to do the next best thing, and that is at least keep the nuclear power plants from melting down. Okay, so
right.
we've got some compounded problems. But I remember walking out of Dr. Dan Baker's office up at the University of Colorado. He's actually part of UCAR, which
right.
is the university side of NCAR. And he said, Glenn, when you go out and talk to people and you give presentations, remember one thing. People are going to ask you, how do I build a better bomb shelter? How do I build a better, you know, bunker? And what you have to do, though, is we have to turn that around. Now, Peter and I and everybody, we advocate for resilience and we advocate for preparation, okay? We do advocate that. But there's so many people that don't have the means or the power to do that, and they're relying on stupidly or naively on the government saying, oh, they've got that covered. No, they don't have it covered. They're not working it. And there's
yep.
no way that they could help you survive in an after-event situation. So Dr. Dan Baker said, you need to turn the question around and say, yeah, I'm all about preparation, but what we need to do is figure out how to save our community, save the Front Range of Colorado, save the Western United States, and then ultimately save our nation from an ultimate takeover, which would happen
right.
As people come in and clean up after we're trying to, you know, bury our dead, because it's going to be a horrible, horrible situation that happens. But one thing
right.
along the lines of what Peter's saying is here in Colorado, we are working on trying to do another Self-Reliance and Simple Living Expo, which we've got planned for. And if they continue to communicate with Peter and I, we'll give them the information. But we're going to have a self-reliance project that's probably, right now it's tentatively going to be around October the 24th and the 25th of this coming year. It'll probably be, we had it last year at the National Western Stock Show Pavilion. We had 2,500 people and about 20 speakers. We had about 80 presenters, people that actually help people to understand what it means to stay close to the land, okay? So
right.
Those are part of the issues that we're doing here. But the other thing we're trying to do in Colorado is we're trying to get around the political baggage and the political divisions that everybody's talking about and
right.
trying to say, hey, we need to figure out how we can solve this. How can we come together, bring together everybody and say, we're not going to let this happen to our United States or to the state
right.
of Colorado. So one of the two things that we're doing here in the states for this next year is, one, we're trying to get the governor, Governor Jared Polis, who was in Congress for a long time, we're trying to get him excited about creating an expo. We call it an Expo 17. So we have 16 annexes in our Colorado State Emergency Plan, and they deal with blizzards, hurricanes, floods, et cetera, et cetera. But there's not one single annex that talks about a long-duration power outage in spite of what causes it and regardless of what causes it. And it kind of underlines what they're going on in Northern California right now. We have people right now, 4 months after the first power outages, that are still living off of their diesel generators. 4 months, no power. And we don't, quite frankly, we don't want that to happen here or any place else. So we're telling the governor to say, hey, by executive order, you dug on it. You will write an executive order that tells the state of Colorado that we need to figure out how to prepare for a long-duration power outage, regardless of what causes it, and keep people safe.
You know, let me give you I've been working on this for many years, so I want to throw out a couple of solutions. Firstly, I contacted a company 4 years ago in Northern California that does solar hydrogen, and they have for big corporations right now, but if they miniaturize that, you'd get what's called solar panels, but they wouldn't generate electricity, they'd generate hydrogen. So you can use that for not only cooking, but also for storing it in what's called a special safe container, which basically adsorbs hydrogen so you don't have a Hindenburg. Number two, we can pull water from the air, but people don't realize about primary water. Have you ever heard of primary water before? It's everywhere. And we need to start getting reservoirs of primary water, both below ground and above ground, because primary water, by the way, when it comes up, it's made from ringwoodite, which is part of the mantle, and it's deuterium and tritium free. In other words, the water doesn't even have deuterium and tritium in it because it's made from nascent oxygen and hydrogen. When ringwoodite is basically naturally decays, that's why there's 10 times to 20 times more water in the mantle of the earth and in underground batholiths than all the oceans and all the vapor around the plant and all the lakes. In terms of power grid, the next layer that I'm adding is silicon salt batteries, which are safer than lithium ion. And when I have that, basically, I'll be completely independent. Now, I'm working on trying to get the company with the solar hydrogen to be able to miniaturize it. If they do, I'll try to push it. Now, my youngest sister's daughter had developed a technology about 8 years ago to store power in underground compressed air chambers. And we're not talking about little amounts of power. We're talking about gigawatts. So they're selling it to major countries like Russia, Germany, etc. From her discovery. And what people need to realize, we just need to be innovative. For example, one of the things I think we should do is get away from above ground power lines and lay plasma lines that are EMP proof. And a plasma line basically is a hollow line with a magnetic field to hold plasma, which isn't alternating current, so you don't need a step up station. We also need to start using technology we've had for 60 years, but we've hidden it. But the Chinese aren't. It's called tokamak fusion reactors. And they lie to people and tell them they haven't been back to the moon. That's a pile of crap, because I worked at Space Command, okay? And I took care of the employees working on our space fleets between here and Mars, which we recolonized in 1982. What people need to understand, I've explained for now 10 years how to build a tokamak fusion reactor, because I have a background in nuclear physics. And you take two plasma jets of helium-3, it creates a plasma field, and you just extract power from it. It's literally almost limitless power with no electro pollution, with no radioisotopes, nothing, okay? We also have a thing called methane hydrates. everywhere in the world, there's more, 2,000 times more methane hydrates in the bottom of the ocean, even drilling in your backyard. And there's a company here in America that's developed a way of converting methane hydrates directly into electricity. So a lot of these solutions are just sitting there waiting for us to start getting with the program. And we need to make sure people have security of water,
well, yeah,
of food, and, doctor, and other things. Right.
And doctor, to segue on that, you know, yeah. Peter and I, as we push this awareness across the country, we're not saying that there's one solution for everything. We're in fact looking for diamonds in the rough. There are companies and technologies out there that have some solutions that, with just a little bit of tweaking, can make it all hazards resilient. For example, we have a company here in Colorado. And some other companies that are using geothermal, they're not using any lithium batteries. And one of my guys, who's the state director here in Colorado, his name's Dwight Eckert. He was a former chief avionics engineer for the Orion spacecraft. And when we evaluated that system, you know, I asked Dwight. I said, Dwight, can this thing work? Can we harden it from all hazards? He said, Glenn, we can, and there's some very little tweaking that has to be done. But basically, we have to create a spacecraft. We have to harden electronics as if we're sending it to the moon, but having it stay here on the ground. And then there's some plumbing issues that we have to do for the gallium arsenide and the glycol solution to remain viable. And I'm saying all that to say that no matter what your technology is, I don't care if it's nuclear or anything, you know, we're really concerned about, we have to test to failure all these different technologies. We can't just have some bozo come and say, hey, my thing is EMP protected, when you don't have any data to show that it's been protected. So we have a couple of companies here that do DoD certified testing for E1 and E2, and there's some E3 places out there. But we're just always advocating, we're looking for diamonds in the rough, people who step forward and say, hey, I've got a technology, and I go, okay, great. We're going to have you prove it because we're going to test it to the nth degree and test it to failure. Because if we can't test to failure, it's just a bunch of hot air and nobody.
Right.
And we got.
Well, let me give you an example.
Woodwork right now, and we can't do that.
Glenn, let me give you one example. Stan Day is a good friend of mine. He's a technical genius, this guy, and he developed a thing called EMP Shield. So you can just Google EMP Shield. He's actually presented it about 3 years ago to the government, and they went crazy. They're ordering it like crazy for every department of the government. You need EMP protect your home, your car, electronically everything, because one of the things that happens if a bad EMP happens, the sun, for example, lasts for hours. The first thing that hits before the plasma is a gravity wave. They did the research at a deep mine in North Bay, Ontario, years ago. And second wave is what's called tiny, what we call nanoparticles of highly energized electrons. And then finally you get a wave of ultraviolet light. And so there's a disparity when they arrive from the sun of many minutes or even hours. And what happens is people don't realize when that gravity wave hits, it actually does two things. It actually releases a nascent oxygen and hydrogen from the ringwoodite and can precipitate water that can lower the melting point of rock and precipitate earthquakes and volcanoes. So one of the big events that happens is not only with an EMP, from the sun is that can cause what's called a lithospheric disjunction where the crust moves on the mantle, which, by the way, people need to understand this is a natural phenomenon that happens every so many 100,000 years. And if you're in a solar minimum, it's more dangerous and more likely to happen, like the Carrington event of 1859. So this thing, the EMP shield, is a wonderful technology, and the government's buying it like crazy. I know Stan's been on the show for years. So there's these diamond-rough technologies.
Well, I know that, and I know Stan, and he's asked me to look at that, but I'm telling you, I don't know if he's gotten it tested by Jackson Engineering, which is one premier E1 testing facility.
Yeah, the actual government did. The government's done testing on it.
If they have, that's fine, but they need to post the data, because all the guys that work the technical issues, they will not just accept the fact that, oh, this thing's been tested. They've got to see the data, okay? And they've got to see the data and have it accessible.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So if Stan wants to send me the data, I'd be glad to show it to my top scientists here that are working it. Because right now, we have so many people. I'm not saying just Stan, but we have so many people out there that are saying, this is EMP hardened, and they don't show us the data, and we just can't accept
that. Yeah, you can't believe that. Yeah, like I see some people trying to flog solar stuff, and they say it's hardened. No, it isn't hardened.
So that's the only thing that we're saying, and I think that's a good wrap-up of what Colorado's doing. We're trying to, you know, take a little baby step, obviously, but it's a bigger issue than that.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM-ACAM-A4M of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption, helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
Also directs the U.S. government to get on it and solve this problem.
Let's repeat the stuff that you just mentioned.
Congress and the president are basically being ignored and sabotaged by the deep state, which we now know.
No, we're going live now, Professor Pryor. I want you to repeat what you just said, because you mentioned some very important topics and comments, because people need to realize, I think that the top of the list of the dangers to our society is an EMP, a cyber attack, or an EMP from the sun, or high altitude, for example. I found this out from my sources, actually, classified sources, that a 3 to 5 kiloton weapon fired up 100,000 feet in the air, 300 miles off the coast, say, off a fishing boat, and exploded in near space or even a passing satellite, like North Korea has satellites that pass our airspace at lower 48 days twice a day. If they have a 3 to 5 kiloton EMP weapon in a satellite, bye-bye power grid. It's not coming back, people. And they haven't done a damn thing to protect it. And
you know, if the power grid goes, society goes, and it's not going to come back, is it?
Right, though, that relatively low yield, 3 to 5 kilotons, that's one-third to one-half of the Hiroshima bomb. Tiny bomb, right, compared to the hydrogen bombs, but it's because it's a super EMP weapon. It's designed, right, not to produce a big explosion, to put out gamma rays, which creates incredibly powerful EMP fields on the surface of the Earth that exceeds the hardened military standards. You know, we harden our military stuff at most to 50,000 volts per meter. But a super, right, EMP weapon will make 100,000 to 200,000 volts per meter. I want to go back to something you said in the beginning, Dr. Bill, about the deep state wanting to set us up. I actually, part of the problem, it isn't just incompetence and it isn't just ideology.
Right.
But maybe part of the biggest part of the problem is the penetration of our own government by hostile actors, including foreign powers. If you think about this, you know, Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran, in their military doctrines, talk about taking us out with a combination of EMP, cyber attacks, and physical sabotage. They call it sixth-generation warfare or no-contact warfare because it's possible to win a war that way without ever having to come in contact and defeat the Marines or the Army or the Navy or the Air Force because they're all, right, dependent on the electric grid. So they could take us out by attacking our technological Achilles heel, and they're counting that on this as their ace in the hole if they ever get in a big war with us. Now, knowing that, if you're a hostile foreign power, what's the logical thing for you to do? Well, you send agents to penetrate, you know, our utilities, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. You know, we don't think of these things as being all that important. But the bad guys have successfully done things like penetrated the Defense Intelligence Agency. You know, for 20 years, you know, the Cuban intelligence had an agent on the Cuban desk in the Defense Intelligence Agency for 20 years, a hostile foreign agent. And it's the hardest thing to penetrate in our society is our intelligence community because people get FBI background checks and you're polygraphed regularly. You know, I used to belong to the CIA and was regularly polygraphed. But they don't do any of that stuff when it comes to things like the North American Electric Reliability Corporation or the U.S. Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, which is responsible for the security of the grid. So it's a virtual certainty that hostile foreign powers have penetrated these institutions, the Department of Energy, the Department of Homeland Security, with the object of sabotaging and interfering with efforts to protect our electric grid. Plus, they have powerful allies among the utilities that have never wanted to do anything. They don't want to spend a penny. You know, they're always interested. Well, the only thing they're interested in is making money, not on providing for public safety, as we can see in spades and out in California, you know, where they didn't even spend money on very basic things like replacing power line towers that are 100 years old. You know,
they don't remove the power lines from areas where they're chaparral or duffed. They can be a fire accelerant, and also
there's research management. They don't do that well. So
right, and the other thing is there's lots of research that's shown, and now in Saskatchewan, it's against the law to have smart grid, because the smart grid power system they use to monitor power starts fires. It creates sparks. It can actually burn wires inside buildings. So in Saskatchewan, Canada, where they don't have so many regulatory conniptions going on with politicians and corrupt government, it's against the law to have smart grid. People need to know that even things the government does actually can increase the risk of fires and power blackouts, right?
That's right. The Department of Energy is all for the smart grid, but from an EMP and cyber perspective, the smart grid is really stupid from a national security standpoint because it adds another layer of technological vulnerability to an already vulnerable power grid. And so I agree with what you said in the beginning of the show. All of this stuff is not explainable just by incompetence and stupidity. I actually think there are hostile actors, you know, who have penetrated. And that might sound paranoid to people, but I'll just say one name, okay? And people can Google this. Klaus Fuchs, K-L-A-U-S. His last name was Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S. He was a Soviet agent who penetrated the Manhattan Project and stole design information for atomic hydrogen bombs, which was passed on to the Soviets. And he was successfully embedded in the U.S. nuclear weapons and science and nuclear science long enough so that he could mislead us. There are, I can't get into the details, but there were probably false nuclear weapon effects that Fuchs passed off and convinced the United States were real, all right? So they've already successfully, when it came to the nuclear missile competition, been able to penetrate our most sensitive institutions and misled us on nuclear threats. It would be fantastically naive to think that process hasn't continued when it comes to protecting us against the new threats that are existential threats to our society, like EMP and cyber warfare.
Right. See, I think...
So the bottom line is, what you said before, I'm agreeing...
Well, it's not just infiltration from...
What you said before, that it's not just incompetence, but there are actually hostile actors within our own government, you know,
right,
who are fighting against President Trump.
Right, but these hostile actors aren't necessarily...
that executive order.
Yeah, well, see, because I have intel sources, you see. I have three types of sources. I have a sewer net I call the Internet. I have contacts inside the government that contact me even after the show. NSA, CIA, Pentagon, et cetera, CENTCOM, they actually contact me, and vice versa. Number three, I have, you know, because I'm a Christian, I have a prayer life and inspiration and supernatural knowledge, okay, that when all three balls, like Kino, say the same thing, I know I'm on the right trail, like an information bloodhound. And what I can tell you, that although there may be foreign powers involved, the main thing is there's a global, if you want to call it, deep state government, not just locally here, but the whole world. And there's implanted both on the left and the right. So when we think it's just like, you know, we're looking at, for example, the media coming against it, or let's say the Democrats, there's a bunch of rhino Republicans and globalists that have got weird ideas. There are people that are involved with the Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations. They're even backing, let's say, the Green Agenda, which is total foolishness. And at the same time, they don't want to deal with something that's much more dangerous. You know, who worries about the Green Agenda when you could have civilization crash? And, you know, no one's ever talking about, you know, they're saying we don't have water supply, so we're going to recycle toxic water, of getting primary water. Or they're doing stupid things like they're putting, you know, dirty water back down into fault zones and causing what I call frackquakes or earthquakes. So there's no shortage of stupidity going on in our government. And I think a lot of it I call, it's not just stupidity, I call it stevil. It's stupid and evil at the same time. They're doing things that they know are not, don't have scientific or technical support for, and they're putting us in danger by not preparing us for something that's pretty well inevitable. It's only a matter of time before we get hit with an EMP or cyber attack, or if we start any kind of conflict, even a minor nation, they're going to use these chinks in our armor to take us down with cyber attacks or an EMP weapon, aren't they?
Yes, absolutely. And there are non-nuclear EMP weapons as well that are getting more and more powerful all the time. The
right.
U.S. Air Force just bought one called CHAMP. And the idea here is it's basically a non-nuclear warhead mounted on a cruise missile that can be aimed. The beam can be aimed selectively, so you could take out a building, or you could take out an electric grid, or you could take out the command and control systems for a nuclear missile. And one idea that the Air Force has for using CHAMP would be to try to disarm North Korea with a non-nuclear EMP attack if we ever got into a dust-up where it looked like they might be getting ready to strike us. You know, this is a whole new way of warfare.
That's a beam
technology,
right?
Probably the most revolutionary new way of warfare in history, you know, because it would enable a failed state like North Korea or Iran, or even non-state actors like terrorists, if they got their hands on an EMP weapon, you know, to basically take out the most successful societies on Earth. And one of the very to build upon what you were saying earlier too, I mean, I just hope the American people get mad. That's what we need. You know, a constitutional republic doesn't work if people are indifferent and don't act. You know, people need to call their congressmen, their governors, their senators, and demand that the American people be protected, that President Trump's executive order be implemented, and in a big hurry, too.
Right.
You know, it's One of the little-known things, I know you know about this because of your background, but it's absolutely outrageous that in a constitutional republic that's supposed to serve the people, we have continuity of government, secret continuity of government programs that will protect the White House and their National Security Council staff and the members of Congress and even the Internal Revenue Service, you know, to try to keep these things going in the aftermath of something like an EMP.
Right.
But the American people, is the taxpayer that's paying for all this protected? No.
Well, I, to be honest with you, I'm not a pessimist, I'm a realist. I think after all the years of my working in this area, I think it's by design. I don't think it's a random event. It's actually a contrived event to happen. And in fact, I believe let's say if Trump gets reelected, first he's got a space force, he's working with you guys, if we get further information through to Trump, we will have cyber protection against hacking into our power grid and all our infrastructure and our commerce. We will have EMP protection of our power grid by using more advanced technology, by surge protectors and plasma lines and other technology. And we'll also protect ourselves with better radionic technology to knock out biological weapons. I have developed a radionic technology that can knock out a bioweapon even hundreds or thousands of miles from the origin site. So, and I have antipathogenics that will kill any bioweapon you develop, because I'm a bioweaponeer. I got trained under Robert R. Brown back over almost 50 years ago. So, good thing I'm a good guy, because if I was a bad guy, I can make a serious bioweapon for under $1,000. And what people need to realize, the solution to those is actually really simple, too. But we got to do it now. We can't wait till things get really hairy and think we can solve it. And the problem is, you see, with these new technologies, even minor nations can take down something like America. You don't have to be a big superpower to take down the United States, do you?
No, you don't. That's why this is probably the greatest revolution in military and affairs in history. It's the first time in history we've had a situation like that, you know, where a failed state like North Korea or even a non-state actor could take down a country like the United States by attacking its technological Achilles heel. The very thing, our electronic civilization, the very thing that has made us so successful and so prosperous, is also our greatest potential vulnerability if we fail to protect it. And right now we are failing to protect it.
Right.
And it's probably no accident that they're not protecting it, because the deep state can't be trusted.
Well, I can tell you exactly what the deep state are. I don't know if you've ever heard of this before. All the globalists are connected at the top. And there's a project that was finished that was conceived by the Thule Society, that when we translated and brought over from Nazi Germany the intel agencies, we also brought over the space program, and completed a project that was conceived in Europe called called Project Omega. So all these agencies are connected at the top, and they have a globalist agenda that's pretty damned twisted. So I honestly think they don't want us to have protection or continuity of food, air, water, and electricity. It's by design, and believe it or not, we need to overcome and resist that and get sort of the people and the regulators so that we have a continuation of society and that we don't have an event that takes down society. And it'll be, as I say, if it happens, the Stone Age will be like a sandals resort compared to the future if we don't repair our systems.
And the medicine for the blues.